Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to subscribe to official WCOD Studios and also WCOD Studios. The YouTube channels are out there popping. We be streaming, we be talking, we be vlogging, and you need to go check it out. Don't forget about the Instagrams and, of course, the podcast. So go show some love, WCOD Studios. Yes, sir! What is up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Sovereign here. Sorry if I sound like I'm sick or something. I just not in the best condition right now. I got a Joker.
I'm here, Joker J here. What's up, y'all?
We have to do an audio. We're gonna do audio anyway, but we're gonna do audio of this because I can't put this episode on YouTube. Is what they are. We'll do a special episode and I'll put it up there for this week. Say what you gonna say.
I said we probably should have had the first segment for like video, then the other sensitive.
I give them two. Y'all gonna get a whole. We'll mention it, but we'll have another episode, a video episode this week. I promise you. Yeah. But this is a special episode, so you need to listen. Plus, we get paid on here, and we ain't posting no content on here in a minute, so the juicy one gonna come on Spotify. Okay, you can start off.
I'm not starting. What were we about to talk about first?
We're going
to
talk about Charles.
Wait, oh, okay.
I'll say what I got to say.
Okay, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? What we're going to be talking about here today is Charleston White versus the YouTube world. It is starting a whole war on the world of social media, and it's one against everybody. And he's been getting fired at left and right by big popular YouTubers such as Abba and Preach. And Fresh and Fit, and an MTR, Mediocre Tutorial and Reviews. He's just began hit left and right, and it caused him to go to a little solo battle royale. And he's coming back strong, I ain't gonna lie. One against many. And he holding his ground, I ain't gonna lie. But the things he's saying is so crazy and so over the top. It's hard to be on his side, man. But we're going to break it down from the beginning and see how all this started. All right. So the reason why all this started on Charleston Wright versus the YouTube world of all the social media people right now is because Abba and Preach made a video exposing Charleston Wright past behaviors with the raping of these white women back in the day. And he didn't like that these guys talked about that in a distasteful way, which he should have probably expected coming. But hey,
look, I'll give you two versions of what I think. First of all, you don't have the right to get mad because what you said was very outlandish. That was crazy. No one just goes on social media or whatever in public and say the things you say. And since this is a Spotify, raping bitches and bragging about raping bitches is you expect somebody not to say something about that? You laughing about it? You think it's a joke? I don't know if you being serious. I kind of think you are being serious from the things you described. And I'm actually more mad at your fan than you. Mm. The way they defend you, because one minute, oh my gosh, rape culture, the next minute, yeah, a nigga doing this, and it's okay. And then you did lie on Mike Tyson's name. So I'm just telling you right now, you lied on that man was not a rapist. All right, he got accused and falsely accused at that, mm-hmm, and went to jail for it. But you can continue.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. Like, the reason why there is so many Charleston White defenders is probably because he was so for the black community and uprising, going to all these speeches, talking against gang banging and drug dealing and all that type of stuff. Mm. That's supposedly bad. I mean, that is bad for the community. And he's trying to denounce all the gang culture. Like, if you're a gangster, and he don't want nothing to do with you, but for some reason, the raping and all that stuff, it was okay.
You know, just because it's a little freer don't mean shit.
Yeah, it's a graping.
The graping.
Yeah, the groping and the grapes raping and oh man, actually it was a group raping.
gang
banging. Unknowingly gang banging, as he would say.
Well, he said, you were right, because he was like, she know one person, but then you pop all these niggas out of the woodwork. And then,
they said they was coming out with meat, wood, slanging already ready. How you do that before you even see the girl?
But that's a whole another topic right there.
But the thing is, that's the reason why there's so many Charleston White defenders, because they believe in so many good messages he's been spotting out for so long and so consistently. And then he had these little spurts of moments where he go, what the hell is this y'all dude saying?
That niggas make me mad. Man. You know why y'all niggas make me mad? It's just like the two bitches was talking about Martin Luther King. It's and I'm about to say, don't hit the button, it's gonna pause it. But it's like when them bitches was talking about Martin Luther King cheating on his wife. One, that wasn't a proven fact. And y'all try to act like a proven fact. But even if it was real, one, ain't got shit to do with you. She ain't have a fucking problem with it. Mm-hmm. Just being honest. Mm-hmm. Two, this man did some real shit. Y'all want to bring that shit up and go all crazy. But this nigga doing this crazy ass shit. See, y'all be picking and choosing. Y'all some pick and choose niggas. Really are. Y'all pick and choose who y'all savior is. Joe Biden. So... Go ahead.
And because we're talking about this first battle, the first is Charleston White versus Auburn Preach. This is what kickstarted off. Auburn Preach has been making consecutive and multiple videos against Charleston White.
I'm gonna ask you this though. What? Are they wrong for that though?
They're not wrong for that. Okay. But they are not wrong for that, but for some reason, and Charleston White is still feel the need to put the disrespect right back to him. For starting all these,
I thought y'all liked the gay community. I'm just saying, because I'm bringing up what he's saying. I thought you liked the gay community. So apparently, being gay is bad. That's what he's. I'm just saying.
Is that what he said?
He said talk about what he said. Something about, dang, you talk some crazy ass shit. Now I can't fucking remember. I know you said you called him gay or something. That's an assault. You know, not an assault, but an insult. But I'm just saying, like, you're supposed to like gay people, right? But then it's like y'all flipping too when it's okay, and then it's an insult. I mean, insult when you mad at somebody. I'm just saying. I'm just being real with you. Throwing it out there. Continue.
But yeah, but that's Auburn Preach thing. They see some crazy stuff on YouTube, and that they find entertaining, and they put up the camera and they talk about it. And then Charleston White, I guess he took it a little bit too personal, and that's how they started this whole feud with each other. They even now recently, Auburn Preach just put out a video of Charleston White going against the Asian community about how he's Charleston White rant was going on a crazy rant.
You were saying even more crazy.
Yeah,
kids getting raped and shit.
And alligators.
I mean, raped. You was out of line for that, nigga.
And I can't defend that.
You was out of line.
But we always have to go into detail on why Charleston White went into that rant against the Asian community. He apparently went on that rant because there's an Asian guy, famous.
You
don't like
chicken.
He just said you don't like Asian food either. There's an Asian guy that said that be giving all these rappers these jewelry and stuff. I forgot his name was John Dong or some crap, but
John.
No. John. It was something. It's just that because this dude that gives all these rappers these jewelry, they found him on video saying the N word. It was something one of them lines, and Charleston White didn't like that. Like, how y'all gonna let this Asian guy say this, but my black people won't let me say this? Like, y'all going against me before y'all attacking me before y'all attack the Asian dude, and he's saying all these crazy stuff to try to prove a point, but his points is so he's doing it so extreme to the point where nobody want to take his side. I think he's really going about it the wrong way, trying to get his message across for real. And then it's like, so that because I've been trying to look at most of his interviews and to find out why does he say what he say. It's because when he say these crazy things, it brings up the discussion. If he was too normal about it, the discussion won't be brought up to the main point or topic with other people to get the views and eyes up on, you know. But still saying that crazy stuff, still, it's not okay, but I can't lie, it's effective. And people are talking about it now. People are talking about him. And what they say, content is content. And that they keep in the eye, even though he been doing pretty good, getting paid for interviews all the time. Sometimes he loved that spark, that battle. For some reason, he loved those battles, man. I don't know. He went to war with Kevin Gates, and then he met up with Kevin Gates in person just to squash him.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's what this man was doing. We trying to see the patterns in Charleston White. This man caused controversy, and then somehow, for some reason, down the line, everybody getting grouped together and everything be okay.
Well, nigga, come at me. I need some publicity anyway. I don't want to hear your dumb ass say some crazy shit. You can talk about me all day long.
But oh, man. And hey, you don't care?
I don't care. What are you going to say? You going to rape me too?
No. Here, take two of these and we'll see you later.
You ain't too ugly.
You ain't too ugly. Get wrecked.
Sorry about my outburst.
Oh, man. But yeah, hey, but Auburn Preach, hey, that's shoot, that's easy content for them, easy content for us. So that what they make.
I done heard some motherfuckers say some crazy shit on TV and on the internet and anything live. But you are one of the tops. You ain't the top, but you are one of the tops. I have just heard some. I just, what?
Yeah.
Like, you just made me question life sometimes.
And the reason why is still, like, this man literally was on Fresh and Fit podcast. He talked about his history of raping these white women back in the day. And it sounded like he was proud of it. And he sounded like he didn't regret it. And it sounded like he'll do it again. And then Auburn Preach just said, yeah. I think that's what he said. He said, will I do it again? I don't know. But that's what Charles always said. I mean, I'm trying. It's not a funny thing. But still, this man is wild. And
you a wild nigga for that.
And Auburn Preach, they in one thing they duty to look down upon. Now, who would look up that? Yeah, man, that's a good thing. That's pretty cool. Son.
Even though,
it seemed like Fresh and Frit tried to seem like it looked
cool,
but I bet deep inside, like, what the hell? Like, this is good content, but then this dude kind of crazy.
They made that face like, remember when Kanye West said, who he was standing by, Chris Tucker.
Oh, yeah.
And what's his name? The one that plays Shrek.
Mike Myers. Yeah.
George said, George Bush don't like black people or hate people. He said something like that. And they face was like,
what the hell?
That's the same face they made, probably, in their mind. Because they was like, I would have turned that feed off quick.
They did. They turned, as soon when he was going to Myron, I think Myron Fit. He had said, hey, be getting off Twitch because you can't be going on to the top of topics about like that on Twitch because of that TOS. They knew what was going on, so they was very aware of what he was talking about, what was going to happen. And, yeah. But, yeah, that's how that whole spat with.
See, this is, so for those who don't know, this isn't, we're not recording this one live. See, this is what you're supposed to do. And then you can go in and you see some crazy things and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Ain't supposed to, you know, like, well, I don't know what the fuck you do with your smoking crack. I don't know.
But yeah, they did that whole thing live. That's why Joe Rogan started doing his stuff live because of all that
niggas
stuff.
Niggas like stupid shit.
Man, giving away secrets and everything. And nah, we can't do this no more. Hey, actually, he was talking about he was getting visited by some people, like top people. And like, hey, you better, like, yeah, cut it out. So,
yeah, he took horse ass every day.
What?
Turn it, delete, edit.
But yeah, but that's just the first battle, Charleston White versus Auburn Preach. The second battle, Charleston White versus Fresh and Fit. Why Fresh and Fit going at Charleston White? Why Charleston White going at Fresh and Fit? You want to know why? Money. The root is money. What's the phrase? Money is the root of all evil. What's the, or just people the root of all evil because of
it's
money?
It's really people.
Yeah, people.
They like to say money. It's really you people are the root of evil. Money is, well, we'll get into that later. But you continue that.
Yeah, the reason.
The saying is money is the root of all evil, but it's really people.
I thought it was the love.
Niggas just made that part up.
Oh,
yeah. that's two different sayings, but it is. It's that came later.
Oh, that. Oh, man.
But either way, they both mean the same thing. But but yeah, y'all people make things evil. It's like guns don't kill people. People kill people.
I mean, like Fresh and Fit. and Charleston White, they had such a healthy relationship, business relationship with each other, and it all crashed down because of money. And the reason and why is because it started is when Charleston White agreed, they just didn't want to pay him at all. Only reason Charleston White
was that got, after my bad, was that after what happened? Man. I mean, technically you still gotta pay him, but I mean I'm not justifying not paying nobody. You told you want him on there. There you go.
That's a good question, Sovereign. You want to know why that's a good question? Why? Because it leads to conspiracy theory. It leads to conspiracy theory. Why is Charleston White bringing all this public knowledge to the forefront, creating all this tension, all this drama, just so he can go up on their show again and possibly get more views and content with Fresh and Fit? This could all come around in a whole circle, like all his issue with Kevin Gates and all this other issue with China Mac, all his issue with Bosco 100.
The heck did Kevin do to him anyway? I ain't watched that.
Man.
Kevin, what did Kevin say?
Kevin Gates, he knew Charleston White was taking subliminal shots at Kevin Gates. And then Kevin Gates, and then he didn't like that too much, so he went on his social media and talked about it, like how he didn't like that disrespect. So they met up with, they agreed to meet up with each other.
I take that disrespect.
Yeah. Charleston White thought Kevin Gates was coming with some heat or something. But nah, Kevin Gates came with love and compassion. He's like, and then Charleston White, oh, no. Like, hey, that's a good man.
Booty.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Lord.
We ain't trying to fight, trying to eat that booty. Put that dick in him.
Dick
in her stomach.
Rearrange her guts like an apartment building. But Charleston White did this with somebody else. Charleston White got into it with another like gangster looking dude. He made YouTube content. I can't remember his name, but he meant prison. He talked about his prison life and all that other stuff. He met up with him in person. He told Charleston White, yeah, he got that thing up on him. And Charleston White said he got that thing up on him too. He said, all right, but he wanted to come, the dude that came from prison, he ain't come with all that. He ain't really wanted to come with all that action. He just had it for protection. He took his gun.
Great nigga.
Yeah. He took his gun out, he put it on the table, and then he tried to make fun of his gun because how small it is. Like, hey, I put my tool on the table just to let you know I wasn't playing around, but I really just want to have a discussion with you. Mm. But Charleston White never pulled his out. Cause he ain't had none, and he was just all talk at that point. But they had a good civil discussion, and it's just crazy. That's what I'm trying to say. All these patterns of him starting this mess with people, and then they just end up somehow coming to common grounds with each other. Maybe, so I think that's what's gonna happen with Fresh and Fit too.
Maybe it's a ploy
to stay in the limelight.
It could be.
Do anything for clout.
Yeah, that's a song.
Cloud is a disease, but at the end of the day, that stuff he was saying on Fresh and Fit, can we really believe what he's saying?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I'm just saying, it's too. Look, I've seen the craziest things. I've been to hell and back. I've seen the craziest thing in the world. That would not surprise me. Shoot, there's literally them talking about, it's a series that's on now, and they're literally talking about a serial killer who started admitting to killing. He didn't kill these people, but he started admitting to killing people to cover up him actually killing people. But he didn't do those crimes. So he kept going and saying he did it, but he didn't do it, but he was actually killing people though. So he did that to cover up him actually killing other people, but he wasn't killing those people. He was saying, oh, I killed them. And they found out he didn't kill them. So he did it just to cover it up.
Oh, like a fall guy.
Yeah. So he was pretending like he was killing these other people over here, but he really was killing people.
Oh, so like to get the heat up off him, like, yeah. Or something like, oh, okay.
So you think after like the fifth fucking time you lied that you wouldn't kill nobody. So now I don't have no reason you really killing people.
I got another topic I want to talk about too.
What is it?
I'm just researching new topics, y'all. Talk about that later.
Would you have done what he did?
I I'm not. I mean, if I was in that situation, you're going to talk about that.
Nope. It said girlfriend. Not wife.
I can speak on that, but you can say what you do.
I mean, we're going to finish this Charleston White first. Stay on.
I got 10 minutes.
So, all right. So, Charleston White, Fresh and Fit. They said the reason why they squabbling against each other because they said for us, like that first time we paid you, which they didn't, it was DJ Academic that paid Charleston White for their first interview to go up on there. They said that first time he told their manager, Charleston White manager, that was just a kind gesture. Like, we don't got to pay you again and all that stuff.
I mean, I can see if money was actually discussed in the contract, then you're wrong for that. If I'm going on a bigger, like, okay, I use this example.
Tell me the example.
So those who, I'm sure some of y'all know who Sigas is, D6. So I'm going to interview D6, but he's a bigger name than I am. So I got to, although, you know, he, over the years of me contributing, but it would sound stupid for me to get upset because since he's a bigger name, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he comes on here and talks. What's that gonna do?
That's gonna bring up the platform. Yes. They're gonna make it bigger.
So now I could be wrong. I feel like Fresh and Fit is a bigger name than Charleston White. I could be wrong. But I'm sure you got a lot of fans.
He don't feel like that way.
Yeah, of course he don't feel like that. He think he a god.
Yeah.
So course,
untouchable.
Yes, I've grown up with people who think they just are hard. I touch the doorknob, everybody. It's gold now. Yeah, that's how he thinks. But you sometimes, and I get it, you want money. Would I rather money over fame? You're goddamn right. But if you want those people, because it seems like you want more fame than money, just being
odd. Oh yeah, that's why I think so too.
So I feel like you would have got what you wanted, but you want the money too, which I understand. Now I don't know. Like again, if it wasn't no contract and you just got up on the show, that is what it is at that point. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But if there was a contract, you supposed to get paid, then dude, it is money.
But
what do you guys?
I think he probably would have been fine in that. He just didn't like their response to that. Like, hey, we don't gotta pay you. It's like instead of coming like
Marlon, right?
Huh?
Marlon, that's the freshest. Hold on, who is
Myron?
Myron. Yeah, he sound like
he's like. Yeah, he was. He said that most definitely. Oh, I don't know if it was manager to manager because you know that dude. They be they have everything, all the studio set up, the editing, all that stuff. He, I think his name Chris. You know that light skinned guy.
Yeah,
he probably sent that to him too, but ain't no telling. But yeah, it's a money issue. They didn't want to, it sounded like they don't want to pay the man. And that's why they having their little fallout.
Well.
So I don't even think they, I don't know if they did or didn't.
Well, nigga, we gave you enough exposure, but.
Yeah.
It is what it is at this point. And stop telling you going to rape kids and shit. Not saying you going to rape kids, but I don't know. Stop saying weird shit like that. Shit weird as fuck. Weirdo. next topic. We can talk about that other one.
Next. Okay. All right. The next topic is a pretty juicy one for all the relationship couples out there or single people out there. Who would you? Let's pick your brain a little bit.
You help people? That's really what this is really.
Do you help people?
Will you help somebody?
Will you help somebody? It really depends on the person. The topic is, it don't matter if you're a man or a woman. If you making more than your significant other and they going to school, racking up a whole lot of debt, for a profession that will make really good returns after they finish, will you be their parent? Did it say that?
No, if they make good returns.
It didn't say that. It did not say that. Okay, let me
You are not that. Guaranteed to you get this guaranteed. Investment back. Just being honest with you. Anytime, just being real.
Will you take care of your significant other, paying the bills, paying for everything. They're basically living rent-free with you for them to go to school.
Are you okay? Well, me
ask. How much love would that take?
I'm just being honest.
I mean, would you let a person stay with you rent free?
Not
everything free, like, because you make way more than that person. And be like, not, or will you install discipline in this person? No. Like, hey,
it depends. I'll say this. It depends on a person. Now, I ain't never completely took care of somebody, but I have taken care of people.
Oh, taking care.
So I do understand where this is coming from. It's funny.
I'm saying this type of thing can potentially cause drawbacks too, though. It looks real positive, but it depends on the person. Yeah.
Me, I don't hold grudges. So whether we break up, things don't work out, I don't care. I could have bought you a car.
Yep.
I could have paid some school bills. Yeah.
Could have got a house.
We ain't got that yet. We ain't got to that one yet. But either way, all jokes aside, I didn't do those things or will do those things to be like, oh yeah, I did this for you, bitch.
Oh
nah,
man,
I don't never do that. I don't care how I end it. It is what it is at that point. So if, at the time, do I feel like that? It also depends on the person. I ain't do this for y'all. Yeah. Like, you did this for every bitch? No. Certain people
only help certain people.
Certain people, and it ain't just females. Certain people.
Yeah,
but you do those things because you care. If you do them because you want something in return, you ain't truly. I can't feel like you truly care. You want something in return. Now everybody wants something in their investment.
Yeah.
But if I feel like you a little, you know, you need a little push or you need a little help, ain't no big deal. Throw a little, especially if I got it. Go ahead, do your thing. Now, depending on the person, I could see myself doing that. It depends on the person, and I would pay. Like, look, you want to do this, you believe in your goal, I'll pay for everything. I'll even put some money in your pocket. I'll pay for your school. You do what you gotta do. Just clean the dishes. No,
oh man.
but I mean, come on. But I would do all that. I wouldn't have a problem with it. Depends on the person. But I would not have a problem. If I could pay for it, I don't care. What you mean?
Okay. And as a reminder, y'all, the reason why this topic was brought up because something went viral of a man paying his girlfriend bills for 10 whole months straight because he makes 3 times more than her. I mean, it didn't say she wasn't making money. Because he allowed her to rise up a whole lot of savings funds and everything.
And I will say this to add on before you say something. Ladies, that's not really that surprising, just being honest with you. I know y'all thought, oh my God, yeah, the right girl makes a guy feel a certain way, which we only want one thing. And if we can finally get that one thing that most men search for and never get, they'll do anything for you.
Yeah.
Most guarantee definitely. You. Even if the man ain't got the money, he gonna find it. God damn it.
Shoot.
Give me some peace. I'll be out here in the fight club. Bam, bam. Here's $10,000, baby. Where'd you get that from? Don't worry about it.
I mean, there's literally men deleting other men.
Now, don't go that far. Yeah, that's crazy. Y'all,
I mean, yeah, that's crazy.
Ain't no pussy worth that.
Yeah, not that much. But it's just, they just to show the extent, if you treat a man how he want to be treated, that go to a lot of a good length for you. That's
look,
the point.
If you treat a man right, that's how you get a car.
Oh yeah,
that's how you get a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
Hey, come out my mouth sounds stupid as fuck. But oh yeah,
but he winning fish.
Hey, let me tell you this, and I know y'all ladies like, no, look, if you give a man peace, that shit don't mean nothing to him at that point, because we rarely get peace. We rarely do. Now, some men get peace. It is what it is. You know, lucky bastards. But,
oh, man.
Fuckers. The men who don't get peace and quiet.
Lucky son of a bitch. Nah.
Lucky motherfucker. Man. The men that don't, hold on a second. We're going to put a commercial break. Gotta start over real quick, y'all. Dun, 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 dun. Ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all be seeing how fresh I look with my cut. And it's only one place in town I will ever go. Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, you want to look fresh for a date? You want to look good for a business meeting? You want to look good for an interview? Anything is possible. Go to Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, they got a full arcade. They got a bar. I'm telling you, positive vibes. And I'm telling you the facts. Now check out my boy Kevin, and he will hook you up. Show love.